Hello, everyone. This is Walter. Welcome to our weekly In the Know call. And we'll give it about another minute for other people to jump in with us, and we'll just go over this week's issues, questions, and give you some answers. Actually, it is 1:30 already. Sorry, guys. My clock's a little off. So we're going to jump right in. Good. Happy Tuesday. Welcome, everybody, again. I'm Walter McFashion, Manager of Support, and this is our weekly In the Know call, where we discuss question issues that come into support, as well as the same questions, issues that are hitting the field, stuff that you are encountering. The goal here is to make sure that everybody has the same answers and that we can spread those answers to everybody else out there. Today, I'm going to be joined by Tina Painter from the marketing team. We're just going to go through, like normally, some ITS updates, and then I'm going to talk about some common support questions and issues and give you updates on some other stuff. So I'm going to let Tina jump in, and then I will go after her.
All right. Thanks, Walter. So first up, we have something new and exciting. I'm sure most of you are aware, but we have an importing contacts tutorial. We have created this new tutorial for you on how exactly to import contacts. Super easy. You can find the tutorial in the Resource Center. We will be uploading new tutorials in the near future, and we'll always update the tutorials page when we have new videos.
Guys, I looked at the tutorial. It's really cool. Special shout out to Lori Smith for making the tutorial for us.
All right. And we all know about the, most of you know about the spinning wheel or image loading issues. That is happening in the prompt editor site when you go to the order page, even though the image of the card may not load, thus the spinning wheel. You can still successfully send the card. As always, if you want to be 100% sure on how your card is going to look, it's suggested that you send yourself a test card so you can see how it looks, then send, no problem after that. All right, password reset. Reminder for now that if someone requests a password reset, they will get an email that contains a link that will get them directly into their account. However, there is not a place in the site to update the email address. ITS is working on a solution for this, so stay tuned for that.
That is a big, big priority, guys.
And let's see, photo management. This is upcoming. We know there are issues deleting photos and managing your photos in the new platform. We are also working very diligently to provide photo management to the users. Sorry, we know this is kind of frustrating, but we're working on it, and we're hoping to have that resolved super soon. And let's see, I believe that's everything
is
for
that
me.
That's it for you?
Yep, quick, I think that'll take care of it. Yep, not a lot to
cool
go over, but some good stuff coming. So
thank you, ma'am. Okay, guys, just a couple of things in support. Some common calls that I've been hearing on the tapping on the floor that I just wanted to go through. Just once again, want to go over the unlimited free card criteria. Just a reminder that if you're on the 97 or 147 plan, you do get to send unlimited cards as long as it meets the criteria of the media card going to a single person and it's a new card. Questions that have come up over the past week is, are photo drop and build your own cards included in that? The answer is yes. Again, as long as they meet those three criteria, immediate, new to a single person and a new card, be it from the card catalog or be it a photo drop or build your own, yes, it's included in the unlimited plan as long as it meets the criteria. So spread the word. I would say still the number one question we're getting around support right now used to be, what are points and expense? And now it's, what's the unlimited card? So let's just make sure that our people are aware of how that works. Another questions or concerns that we're getting is people are calling in and saying that they can't see either like buttons on the screen or they can't slide them down on the screen because they can't see the sidebar. What we're finding is in a lot of situations, the issue is because the screen image is either too small or too big on someone's computer that they're using, and it's just a simple resizing of the image, going in smaller or going out bigger will reveal those buttons. IT is working on a more permanent fix so that things don't move around as much, but for right now, that is a quick solution to most of the problems of not being able to see certain buttons. Subscription payments. We do get calls when people are saying, hey, I know I was on a subscription, but it canceled. What happened? One of the common issues that we're seeing nowadays is the fact that the credit card on the account has expired. And the way our current system works is that our system will try to charge the credit card on file. If it doesn't work because the card doesn't work, then the system will give it an attempt another 5 times, I believe, over another, I think it'll try 5 days later, then like 3 days later, then 2 days later, or something like that, but basically 5 times over a, I think, a 2 or 3 week period. If after the 5th time, the credit card still is not working, then the system will automatically unsubscribe or cancel the subscription. So just want to let you guys know that's happening. So it's important that you and your people out there in the field make sure that your most current credit card information is on file so that your subscriptions are running as expected. Another question coming up. Hopefully everybody out there knows that in the prompt editor system, when you go to My Account and then you click on a little drop down by your name, there's a link to the Resource Center. People are asking, how do I get to the download section? Well, the easiest way is to go to that Resource Center link, and then on the Resource Center page, the second line of items is a button for downloads. And there you'll find things like the comp plan detail, font forms, and other helpful documentation. So I just want to make sure that everybody is aware of how to get there from the new site, since there's not a direct link yet, and we are working on a direct link to the downloads and other resource information, such as that you can find in the actual Help Center. We have been issuing or been seeing a couple of system issues where you'll get the system is busy message when you're trying to navigate throughout the site. Quick solution, if you just refresh your page, you'll find 99.9% of the time you'll be able to move on and keep going after that. As they come up. So just want everybody to know that, you know, that is happening. We're working on permanent fixes as we see them, but it should not be a showstopper. Referral partner signups. Just a reminder, too, that if a customer wants to become a referral partner, they can find that information or a link to do that just by logging to their account in the Prompt Editor site, going to My Account, clicking on the pink subscription button, then scrolling all the way down to the bottom. There again is the link to signing up as a referral partner that was missing at one time, but it's been back for a while. So I just want to make sure that people are aware that that's there. Quick and easy process. Email notifications. We do get a lot of requests from referral partners asking, you know, are we going to get back to the process of when a new customer signs up or a new referral partner signs up? Are we going to get email notifications on that? And yes, we are. Marketing, and Tina can attest to this, marketing is working hard on getting back to that process. We should have that up and running soon. Am I right on that?
Correct.
Good. Good, good. And some of you have probably noticed, some of your referral partners, when you sign up new customers, if you go to your Revolution back office, you may just see their ID number, but you won't see their names. That is an issue that we're aware of, and it's an issue with our third-party vendor that supplies the Revolution office. They are working on a solution, but just want to let you know that we know it's an issue and it's being worked on. Hopefully, we'll get that fixed soon. And one other item, I think I talked about this once before. In the relationship manager, we do have an issue with if you have contacts in the group, let's say you have 20 people in one group, and then you go add another 2 people, those 2 new people will push out to existing people, to existing random people from that group. We are aware of this. Again, it's on the IT's list of priorities to get fixed. But I just want to make sure you're aware of that in case you see it or you start adding new people and don't realize that other people may be getting bumped. So FYI. And I think that's really it. Quick.
I do have one more update. Sorry.
Uh-oh. Tina's going to jump in here.
Sorry. This is just for legacy users. I just want you to be aware that there will be an experience change in the next
Yes, good.
It'll be through the prompt editor. We will be coming out with this later this week, such as a landing page for all new users to land on once they log in for the first time, access to campaigns, relationship manager, and more. We'll be making announcement when that is ready to go, but we just wanted to put that out there for you, let you know that there will be a new landing page for legacy users.
Yay, that's going to be a great, great change. So, again, guys, we're just we're keeping moving forward on the new system, and things are happening. Seeing a lot less calls coming into support, which is good. That means we're getting to people a lot quicker, which tells me, again, things are working as they should or a whole lot better, and people are getting more familiar with the site. So keep on it, keep out there, keep selling, and we're just bound for glory here. As of this week, we're actually, because things are getting better, we're going to limit this call to once every other week. So we're not going to do a call next week, but the week after next, which is the on July 3rd, we'll do a call. So we'll send out a notification about this as well, so you know. So just want to make sure you know, because the things are better. Not as many outstanding issues to report, so we're just going to limit this to 2 weeks and go from there. But hopefully still providing you some useful information. Again, the goal is to get info out to you so you can get it out to the field. Any questions, give me an email, shout out. Send it to me at wmcfashion@centercars.com. Use the subject line of In the Know, and I will be sure to get back to you. And I think that's it. Pretty quick, pretty sweet. And until 2 weeks, we'll talk then. Same bat time, same bat channel. Bye, guys.